Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough game on the road for you guys Saturday at Dartmouth. Come up just short, 20-17. Give me your breakdown on that game.
Yeah, you know, good Ivy League team. Ivy League champs last year. We played hard, played well in spurts. We played exceptional in spurts. And it's not consistent in critical situations. Made a big mistake at the end of the game. And just keep finding ways to not push that rock over the hill so close. And, frustrating, but keep grinding, keep finding a way.
You guys dominate that game statistically and 470 yards to 253, but as you touched on, the three losses now by 7 points or less. How do you kind of push that rock a little bit further, and how much are frustrations building?
That's the question, isn't it? You know, I got to give these kids a lot of credit, coaches too now. You know, we're talking, I think we got 140-some yards out of our fourth-string tailback, and which is great, but you don't want to put that kind of pressure on a true freshman. We adapted in the past game, found ways to make plays. But, again, it's, you know, that lack of continuity and consistency in critical situations hurt you. You know, relying on freshmen to make a play to keep a drive going on third down, something like that, it's kind of difficult. So, I think everybody's frustrated when you look at the schedule. You know that we're in all these games. We just haven't finished it. We've found a way to not win it instead of finding a way to win it. And I mean, once we finally break the door down, it's going to be like a flood, like, you know, a rush of water. But until that time, I think we're all going to be frustrated. You got to get this taste out of it.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for Coach Ambrose, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Klinkelman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, in August, when you sat down and played out this season in your head, where did you expect to be at this point?
Oh, in my head, undefeated. You think is there another way to wake up in the morning? Well, without a doubt, undefeated. But you know, you can't control what happens. You can only control how you deal with it. I think the kids have done a great job still finding a way to stay motivated without the bells and whistles, and I give them a lot of credit for that.
Is it any consolation that the last three losses have been by a total of 13 points?
No, there's no consolation in losses, period. Like, I mean, logically, when you go back and look at the end of the season, when you look backwards, it's great to be able to teach from that and say, you know, this is what we didn't do, this is what we did do. But no, in the end, it's, you know, it doesn't say how, it just says how many. And right now, we're not doing enough to get it done, and that's on me.
Does it matter that the combined records of the five teams that you've lost to is 24-8?
Well, intelligently, you know, anybody that's smart and knows the game of football knows that, you know, yes, our schedule, we very well may finish the season in the top three of most difficult schedules in the country. But again, that's why you play, that's why you coach, that's why we do it. And while it's great challenges, you got to rise to the challenge. You find historically that our guys are playing to our competition, us being in all these ball games. There's a difference from being in all the ball games and winning all these ball games. And the goal is to win the game.
We won't see Darius Victor again this year. What is it with him? Is it turf toe?
It is a turf toe that needs surgery. It's bad enough to need surgery with a 6-month recovery time. So, no, we will not see him.
Okay, so this is the same thing that Jonathan Ogden had for weeks and weeks and weeks with the Ravens. Yeah.
If you say so, Mike, I don't remember.
Yeah. What's the status of Morgan Mihalik?
I'll actually be able to answer that question in detail this afternoon. He had an X-ray this morning. The doctors are going to read it this afternoon. And he's practiced a little bit 2 weeks ago, practiced more last week, and I guess we'll see where we are with the X-ray.
So he may be back this week?
It's possible.
Okay.
And even with that being said, we have to weigh that. You know, he hasn't really, really played football in well over a month. So you got to figure out, you know, just because he's healthy enough to play physically, he isn't an NFL player. He hasn't really had full-blown team reps in quite some time. So,
well, like 4 years.
Find out the information. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. You haven't lost four in a row since 2010, your second year there, when you lost nine in a row. But that was rebuilding. Is this just a perfect storm of playing good teams and having two of your star players injured? And or is there something? Is there any deeper reason that, and any red flags that go deeper than that?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. You put the nail on the head. A guy like Darius Victor means more to this team than just his ability to carry football. And not having him changes the mentality of the team, especially in critical situations. He's that calming voice that, you know, you're counting on in the huddle, especially offensively. You know, on a short yardage down or, you know, on a got-to-get-it kind of down. Not having him in there certainly hurts him. You know, not having the guy who said he's going to be the starting quarterback, who, you know, the guys have grown to trust and love a little bit. You know, people say where your quarterback goes, you go. And I don't want to take anything from Ellis. I think he's gotten better. He's doing an admirable job trying to keep us in the ball game. But those are two critical factors that certainly against tremendous competition are going to affect you. But it's not about that. It's about finding a way to overcome no matter what the circumstances are. And
so it's
a frustrating
thing. It's as much about chemistry as it is about their statistical stature.
You can say it's a chemical equation. And when you take pieces out of the chemical equation, it certainly affects the end result. But, you know, we got to find a way to overcome it, period. I got to find a way to overcome it. That's my job.
And then finally, this freshman quarterback, is he the fourth stringer with 145 yards?
The freshman running back, Sean Levington?
Yeah.
You're
running back.
He's one of the few healthy ones we got left. So did a good job finding ways to manufacture offense with him in the game in ways that he understands our scheme. But first semester freshman, I got to give a kid a lot of credit. He played a heck of a ball game, and he's got a lot to learn.
So you are, if there's a branch ring in all this, is that your youngsters aren't getting experience when they didn't expect to.
Oh, true. I mean, we said this at the beginning of the season, that if we stayed healthy, we'd have a chance to be really, really good. Well, some critical positions we haven't stayed healthy, but as always with those guys, the guys that are stepping up and playing, you know, we did a good job clearly recruiting, and now that in a year from now, their eyes won't be so wide when their number's called, and they're going to know a little more about what it takes to be successful.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Rob, we talked a lot about the offense, but as I touched on in the open, you guys defensively hold Dartmouth to 253 yards. How did you feel like you guys played on that side of the ball?
Outside of some, you know, mistakes that led to big plays, that's probably some of the best defense we played all year against the, you know, pretty interesting offense. Coach Steven said he was all beat up, but he kept finding guys. We talked before the game. He's got a roster of 125 people. Man, I guess you can't find the guys. He's got 125 guys to fill in. That's pretty cool. But, you know, considering they kept throwing guys at us that we probably weren't prepared for and how they played the game, I thought defense did a great job adjusting to their scheme. And, like I said, it's something that we've worked on, something we've got better at as the season progressed. And looking forward to see how we're going to play against great conference competition this week.
Yeah, you do New Hampshire coming to your place, a New Hampshire team that's had a 52-49 game with JMU where they ran 100 plays on offense. As you take a look at the Wildcats, you've certainly played against Coach Mack's teams before. What are some of the concerns and with facing them, and then what are some of the things you guys are going to need to do?
Well, they're really good. I mean, that's obvious. I think just some of the better defense that they put on the field in some years. They're not just trying to totally outscore you. And, you know, not last week's score withstanding. They've really played some good defense this year. And Dalton is clearly one of the better backs in the league, one of the best all-purpose guys in the league. He's multi-talented. They got weapons just like always, and Sean's a great coach. So this shouldn't be any different than any other UNH Towson game. It ought to be a barn burner.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for your time today, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.